On Sunday, the film The Counterfeiters, based on the remarkable memoirs of Prague resident Adolf Berger, won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. Adolf Berger, who is 90, was in Hollywood to enjoy The Counterfeiters' Oscar victory. To celebrate his success, we are rebroadcasting a report Ian Willoughby did about Mr. Berger's story in April last year.
Willkommen in Sachsenhausen.
This is the trailer for a German language film called Die Falsche, The Counterfeiter, which premiered at this year's Berlin Film Festival. It's based on the remarkable memoirs of Adolf Berger. Along with 140 other Jewish concentration camp prisoners, he survived the war, after being enlisted to take part in an ambitious Nazi counterfeiting plot aimed at crushing the economies of the Allies. Berger, now 89, has been living here in Prague for 6 decades, though he was born in Slovakia's High Tatra Mountains. A book printer by trade, he was living in the capital Bratislava when Slovakia became a Nazi puppet state under Monsignor Josef Tiso. Today, at home in the Prague suburb of Spořilov, Adolf Berger recalls his arrest by the Gestapo.
The only underground organization in Slovakia in those days was the Communist Party. They recruited me to help Jews by printing counterfeit birth certificates or documents showing they had been Roman Catholics in 1938. I did that for 3 years before they arrested me and my wife the day before my 25th birthday, on August 11th, 1942. We were planning a celebration, but that didn't happen.
A few days later, they were sent on a Nazi transport to Auschwitz-Birkenau. Berger managed to avoid one mass execution, but was deliberately infected with typhus as part of a so-called medical experiment. At one point, he weighed less than 40 kilos. In the end, ironically, it was the reason for Adolf Berger's arrest, which led to him, unlike his wife Gisela, surviving the gas chambers. One day he was called out of his cell and braced himself for a beating. Instead, he was treated with unexpected civility by the camp commandant.
He looked at me and said, "Are you Mr. Berger?" He called me a prisoner, mister. I stuttered that I was. "You're a typographer?" I said, "Yes, I was." He stood and said, "Mr. Berger, tomorrow you go to Berlin. We need people like you, typographers, in a printing plant. You'll work like a free man again." I couldn't believe a word of what he said, because at Birkenau there was an order, NN, Nacht und Nebel, night and fog. That meant that whoever went to Birkenau could never leave.
Adolf Berger had just been recruited into a remarkable Nazi operation run by SS Major Bernhard Krüger. The aim of Operation Bernhard was to counterfeit huge amounts of English pounds and US dollars, flood the countries with the notes, and thus cause their economies to collapse. Berger was transferred to the Sachsenhausen concentration camp near Berlin, where he and around 140 other Jews with similar skills worked in top-secret conditions.
The windows were painted over so nobody could see in. When they took us to wash once a week, they were afraid we would die. The whole camp, prisoners and SS men, had to go indoors. Nobody was allowed to see us. Not even the Sachsenhausen camp commander. Only the Secret Service.
When Adolf Berger says the Nazis didn't want him and his co-counterfeiters to die, he means in the short term, before their work was complete.
"140 Jewish typographers were not meant to survive. We should have been liquidated. But things turned out differently. After we'd made 31 million pounds sterling, they then wanted dollars. There was one Jew called Jakobsen from Holland, my superior, so to speak. He said, if we print those dollars, we'll drag the war out. We have to sabotage it. But that's easier said than done.
Dollars were harder to counterfeit than pounds, and Berger and his co-prisoners did manage to drag out the process of successfully producing fake greenbacks. Until, that is, they were told to do so within 6 weeks or face a firing squad. But by that time, the Soviets were close to Berlin. Counterfeiting group were put on a train bound for the Austrian Alps, to one of the Nazis' few remaining strongholds in the last days of the war in Europe. Crates of fake money were dumped along the way. Adolf Berger expected he and his co-prisoners would be executed, but after a period of some confusion, they eventually found themselves abandoned by the Nazis on May 5, 1945. He and the other counterfeiters were free. They had survived. Incredibly, it was a good 3 decades before Adolf Berger told his story. He says he published his memoir, The Devil's Workshop, in the 1970s in response to growing Holocaust denial. He also began giving lectures about his story in Germany and has done so for almost 2 decades now. Early in this decade, The Devil's Workshop caught the attention of 2 German film producers. They commissioned a screenplay based on it. Sitting in his suburban home in Prague in 2007, Adolf Berger says he approves of the film The Counterfeiter, and he outlines his reasons for consenting to it.
Ten film moje o názoru je dobrý len proto, a len proto som souhlasil bez podmínek.
In my opinion, it's a good film, and the reason I agreed to it without conditions when the producers approached me was because the English barred any investigation into the whole affair at the Nuremberg trials. To this day, people don't know that they counterfeited so much money. Now, when this film comes out, everybody will learn that the Nazis weren't just murderers. They were ordinary counterfeiters. That's what I wanted to achieve, and that's what I have achieved.
A to som chciał docielić, a to som docielił.